Straight Talk on some very important work being done to align the TOGAF Enterprise Architecture Framework with the BizBot Guide. I'm Wendy Keene, author of Straight Talk, and I am joined today by two guest stars, Brian Lale and Steve DuPont. Welcome, Brian and Steve.
Thank you, Wendy. Thanks for the invite.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
Brian leads the Open Group Business Architecture Workstream, works at Raytheon as a Business Architecture Fellow on the strategy team, and spends the rest of his waking hours shuttling his teenagers to activities. Steve is an Associate Technical Fellow with the Boeing Company, and in his free time, he can be seen helping to develop our next generation of innovators by judging science and engineering fans. I am really honored to be speaking with both of these gentlemen today. As we know, Straight Talk is focused on business architecture, but we know that our discipline is part of the enterprise architecture, or the EA umbrella. And so a strong partnership among all of the architecture disciplines is critical for all of our success and for the success of our organizations. From a business architecture perspective, we are proud supporters and contributors to the Business Architecture Guild and the BizBot Guide, which is the business architecture body of knowledge. However, when we practice business architecture in our organizations, we need to make sure that we integrate with all of our EA partners and any EA frameworks that they use. So today, Brian and Steve are going to speak with us about the work that they and a team of practitioners have been doing to align the TOGAF Enterprise Architecture Framework with the BizBot Guide. And while there is still much work to come, I think the progress that has been made is incredible and very important to highlight here today. So in the spirit of Straight Talk, we're going to keep this short in just 10 minutes. Brian and Steve are going to break down the key things we need to know about the TOGAF BizBot Guide alignment work starting now. So first, can one of you help us to understand what is TOGAF and why is this important for business architects to understand?
Sure, Wendy. This is Brian. First, I'll step back and call out the role of the Open Group in general. As many of you may know, the Open Group is a global consortium that enables business objectives through management of technology standards, and it is that open consortium-based collaboration of member companies and a lot of volunteers. Within the Open Group, there are a number of forums, and one of those forums is the Architecture Forum. That Architecture Forum in the Open Group is the management area for the Open Group Architecture Framework, or TOGAF for short. And so TOGAF, specifically as a framework, is a standard currently at version 9.2. It's been around for many years, and it's a proven enterprise architecture methodology and framework used by many organizations across the world to help have a structure for enterprise framework, a methodology, a development flow, and a number of guides and so forth that are part of the ecosystem that go with TOGAF you'll hear more about today.
Some important updates have recently been made to update the business architecture perspective within TOGAF. Can you walk us through why those changes were needed and how they're being made?
Absolutely. What has happened is the discipline of enterprise architecture in general has been around for a fair number of years, number of decades. Those of you that, of course, have been watching the Straight Talk series and involved in other ways with the Business Architecture Guild or other disciplines know that business architecture has made a lot of advancements in the last eight years or so. And a lot of those advancements were not in that Open Group or that TOGAF framework. It was a standard used in many places for enterprise architecture. It was frankly a little bit weak on the business architecture side or the guidance and methods for how one understands the business needs before then developing solutions driven by an enterprise architecture framework. So there was an acknowledged need from the version of TOGAF that had been around for about 6 or 7 years back from version 9.1 in about 2011 that business architecture was badly in need of an update. And this work stream, the business architecture work stream in that architecture forum, essentially is a team of people who are certified business architects with the guild and also employees of member companies of the Open Group. And we work together on this work stream to integrate in those business architecture practices into an enterprise architecture framework that you'll hear more about next.
Can you walk us through the key updates that have been made so far?
Sure. The key updates to the TOGAF framework are focused on introducing three concepts that are important to business architecture: business models, business capabilities, and value streams. In version 9.2 of TOGAF, we established the business model as a summary level description of the rationale for how an enterprise creates, delivers, and captures value. We provide the structure and the guidance to enable a strategist or a business architect to create a business model. The business model is introduced in the TOGAF architecture vision phase, where it is evaluated along with strategy to identify the required business capabilities the enterprise must possess in order to act on its strategic priorities. This leads us to the business capabilities, which are the abilities that a business must have to achieve their purpose. We provide the structure and the guidance for capability mapping to enable the business architect to identify, categorize, and decompose the business capabilities the business requires. We also establish the value stream as the main concept for representing the value-added activities that create an overall result for a customer, a stakeholder, or an end user. We provide structure and guidance for the value streams, which help to keep the architecture effort aligned with business value. Finally, I'd like to add that the value streams and the business capabilities are added to the TOGAF core content meta model, along with a new entity, Course of Action, which represents the direction and focus provided by strategic goals and objectives.
When were those approved updates published, and where can we all access them?
The TOGAF standard, which contains the core parts of the TOGAF framework, was published in April of 2018. The detailed guidance is contained in three separate TOGAF series guides: the Value Stream Series Guide, which was published in 2017, and in 2018, we published the Business Model and the Business Capability Series Guides.
Got it. So what is the current focus of the work stream, and what sort of other updates can we all expect in the future?
Yeah, that's a good subject, Wendy. We have a lot going on still in the work stream. You just heard from Steve a lot of what already is published, both in TOGAF itself and then the associated series of guides. We've continued to move on both of those fronts. You will see when the next version of TOGAF is released, which is now intended to be a yearly cycle. So there's fresh content and enhancement to the enterprise architecture discipline, that there were a number of additional improvements made in the business architecture guidance that included resolving some disparities on what business architects mean by products and services, business functions in some of those areas, as compared to what other levels of architecture might mean by those terms, as well as introducing the concept of information mapping at a business architecture level. Associated with that, we just finished the draft of an information mapping guide to add to that set of guides that Steve described, and that is currently in company review. So I expect that that guide will probably be released relatively soon. In addition to the evolution of the framework itself and the emergence of new guides, building on Business Architecture Guild principles folded into this enterprise architecture framework, there have been a lot of collaboration opportunities popping up. A lot of groups, now that we're making these advances and they're seeing it integrated into the TOGAF ecosystem, a lot of requests for our work stream to work with other communities on Lean Agile, on some other business architecture practices and bringing those together, on a credential, how that relates back to the guild certification. A number of activities are very exciting.
That is really exciting. We are looking forward to all of that. And just to close out, would either of you like to share any closing comments?
I would just say, again, thanks for the opportunity, and keep an eye out on events that are coming up in collaboration between the Open Group and the Business Architecture Guild.
And I'd like to add that it's been a wonderful experience collaborating with some of the finest enterprise and business architects in industry today. And I'd like to thank the folks at the Open Group Architecture Forum that we've been working with. My business architecture teammates like Brian, Stephen Marshall, and Shailon Mullins for their contributions.
Excellent. Brian and Steve, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your leadership and expertise and for all that you and all of your colleagues are doing to advance the enterprise architecture discipline. So thank you all for listening, and talk to you next time on Straight Talk.